With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. All eyes are on Philadelphia for Tuesday night's presidential debate between Kamala Harris and President Trump. Correspondent Josh Boak has more.
Harris and Trump took different approaches to getting ready for this debate. Harris cloistered herself in a hotel in downtown Pittsburgh and tried to simulate debate conditions as she refined her message. Whereas Trump has indicated he sees no reason to really meaningfully prepare because he believes you either know what's going to happen or you don't. And he intends to feel it in the room.
ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live tomorrow evening on Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Tropical Storm Francine's expected to intensify into a hurricane before making landfall along the Texas-Louisiana coast sometime Wednesday. National Hurricane Center says there's an increasing likelihood of a life-threatening storm surge for parts of the Texas and Louisiana coastlines, but the storm may also impact Alabama and the Florida Panhandle. The peak of the Atlantic hurricane season is tomorrow. The season officially ends on November 30th. A busy bridge in northern Vietnam collapsed in the wake of a super typhoon, plunging 10 cars and two scooters into the Red River there.
When it slammed into the coast of northern Vietnam, it was packing winds gusting to 200 kilometers an hour, ripping off roofs and knocking down trees. But it's the rain that has done the most damage. Huge amounts of rainfall over the mountains of northern Lao Cai province have swollen the Red River, bringing down bridges and unleashing landslides. One alone is reported to have buried 17 people. 10 cars are reported to have plunged into the Red River when a busy road bridge was swept away. The typhoon has now been downgraded to a tropical storm and has moved on into Laos. But authorities in Vietnam say that there are many people still missing.
This is SRN News. A recent graduate reaches out to college-age men.
John Haskell has established a nonprofit organization designed to help men his age break their addiction to pornography. Haskell, a valedictorian in this year's graduating class at Notre Dame, says he hopes to set up chapters of Ethos National on university campuses across the nation. He got the idea after writing a column in the Notre Dame student newspaper describing his own struggles with porn and was flooded with messages from other students having the same problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge says the language used to summarize a ballot question designed to enshrine abortion in the state constitution is misleading. Cole County Circuit Judge Cotton Walker threw out a description of the measure as written by Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. The judge has inserted a description of his own. It says the amendment would repeal the abortion ban and create a constitutional right to make decisions about reproductive health care. This is SRN News. Stocks pushed higher after big losses last week.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, breaking a four-day losing streak. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its worst weekly loss in a year and a half. The Dow and the Nasdaq Composite also rose 1.2%. Boeing added 3.4%. The aircraft maker reached a deal with its biggest union on a new labor contract. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged lower to 3.71%. Investors are looking ahead to more updates this week on inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
There'll be a change of venue in the trial of accused murderer Brian Koberger in Idaho. The judge approved the defense's motion to change the venue. His lawyers described a mob mentality as the reason why they wanted the change. He's charged with the stabbing deaths of four students in their off-campus house in 2022. The trial is set to begin in June. The location now up to the judge to decide. More details at SRNnews.com.